Talk Live. We are launching into the second hour of the program. Toll-free number tonight, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site. So enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. You can control the content, submit different items to the site, and then vote on the ones you like. Vote them up. The ones you don't like, vote them down. The most voted up make it to the front page and the top of the website. And it's constantly being updated as you participate and vote on different things and submit things to it. Go to freetalklive.com. Here with you in the studio, it's Ian.
JJ.
And Mark.
And so we've been talking about the story out of, I guess it's out of the Missouri area, but it's a couple guys from, Madison County, Illinois. I apologize. This is actually in Illinois. They're coming back from St. Louis.
Which is right on the Mississippi River. So
gotcha.
They cross the bridge and they're in Illinois, southern Illinois.
So they're heading home to where they live in Illinois. And on the way home, they're coming back from a Trekkie convention and they get pulled over in their PT Cruiser for allegedly weaving across lanes. The officer asks the guy who's driving to step out. He gets both of their identifications, which, by the way,
the guy denies having weaved across any lanes.
Right. He says it's nonsense. And the officer tells him that he's giving him a warning and shakes his hand, and that, according to the experts, is supposed to be the end. You should be able to walk away and leave at that point. But he follows up the handshake with a question, and his question is, let me ask you a question real quick. And then he begins a series of questions that have to do with whether or not he has any drugs or any weapons, whether or not he has any pot in there, and he brings a dog out, and the dog circles the car, and he claims the dog alerted on the front of the car, and that the dog was downwind from the car, and so even though the dog was out of the view of the video camera when it alerted, that's good enough. So he goes ahead and does a hand search of the car, tears apart their luggage, searches the whole car, claims to have found marijuana shake on the floor of the car, but doesn't test it, doesn't confiscate it,
right,
doesn't ticket them.
I love this. I mean, this is a really disgusting behavior by the law enforcement officer in this circumstance, and the fact that it's said, because I don't know whether they've got it on video or not, I don't know if this is a fact, but if this is what he said, this is equivalent to him finding little bits of children's fingers on the floor of the car and saying, oh, we could have a murder here, but since it's just little bits of a body, then it's no big deal. I mean, it's either a crime or it's not a crime.
Right. He says this to justify the search.
No. In the afterwards, yes.
Right.
To justify sort of to the people whose car has been violated,
right,
because his dog alerted on the car.
Right, and shake itself is a power. Powder, if if it's in someone's carpet or someone's car, it's going to be nearly impossible to be found.
If there's a little bit of shake on the carpet of the car, it's probably been there for a while.
And dry, and
the idea the dog's going to be able to smell shake from the front of a car in the carpet of the car, ludicrous. So
dogs do have amazing noses, and it depends on the type of the dog and that kind of thing. But why would it alert on the front of the car as opposed to the door
of
the car?
Because it was out of the camera
range.
That's
exactly why the dog alerted there. And if the dog alerted at all, because this is the guy who trains the dog.
Sure.
You know, you have a magic free pass to searching people's car. All you have to do is say, My dog said you've got drugs
That's
in your
right.
car. You're the one who decides whether the dog has drugs.
And we've seen the evidence. Barry Cooper from NeverGetBusted.com has shown very clearly that these drug dog officers, they can train their dogs to false alert. I mean, they give them a command, and they false alert. It's not hard. So there's more to the story, though, according to the Huffington Post and Radley Balco. Now, asset forfeiture is the process by which law enforcement agencies can take possession of property suspected of being tied to illegal activity. Under these laws, the property itself is presumed to be guilty of criminal activity.
The property.
That's right.
Inanimate objects guilty of criminal activity.
They actually have court cases where the United States sues $12,000 in cash.
Yeah.
And the cash is the defendant, and the prosecution is the United States government.
And so, you are the loser.
Yeah. So under these laws, the property itself is presumed to be guilty of the criminal activity, and once the property's been seized, it's up to the owner to prove he obtained the property legitimately. In about 80% of civil asset forfeiture cases, the property owner is never charged with a crime. 80%. 5%. And in Illinois, like many states, the law enforcement agency that makes the seizure gets to keep the cash or the proceeds of the forfeiture auction. In Illinois, the prosecutor's office gets 10 to 12% of it, by the way. Critics say civil asset forfeiture is rife with poor incentives and violates the Fifth Amendment protection against seizure of property without due process of law. Police can seize a car, cash, even a home, on the flimsiest of evidence. Now, Madison County, where...
And they do.
Huff was pulled over, boy do they, is bisected by I-70 just outside of St. Louis. Interstates are particularly rich ground for forfeiture. Law enforcement officials say that's because interstates are ideal for drug running. Critics say it's because police can target out-of-state drivers, who are more likely than local residents to accept a police officer's baseless accusations and turn over their property rather than refuse and face arrest.
Now, these people, drug runners, are putting their lives on the line. They're putting their freedom on the line to transport these drugs.
They're heroes, in my opinion.
I don't know that that's the... I'm certainly not going to make that that statement. I think it's a ludicrous statement. But they, you know, they're going to go where the police aren't. So if, in fact, interstates are these, you know, great ways to transport drugs, and that's why cops watch them, that's why the place... That's why they're not great places to transport drugs. This is like a tautology. I mean, it's ludicrous. Now, I can see why I certainly travel on interstates because they're convenient to go through. But I'm a prime target when I'm heading through some other state. Even if I'm a couple of counties away from my home, it's just a lot easier to pay these people whatever ticket it is they want to get from me and send them on. Now, with these young men, this guy was clearly looking for drugs. If he wasn't looking for drugs, he would have given them a ticket for reckless driving or careless driving for changing lanes too often. So this police officer clearly was looking for drugs, but these young guys didn't have any, so he just tries to justify at every turn what he's done.
So why do people give it up? Give up their stuff, their cash, their property? Well, think about it. If you're out of state and the cops say, you know, give up this cash, give up this car, give us all this stuff, we'll let you go, you just weigh the balance. Multiple returns to the state for court dates and thousands of dollars in legal expenses, sometimes winning the property back can exceed the actual value of the property. So they've got you, and they know they've got you. And they know that you're probably not going to do anything about it. So just hand over the car, okay, kid? And we'll let you can walk.
That's
home.
Our wonderful justice system. So fair.
Yes, fair for the cops, at least. They love it. Faced with that choice, it isn't difficult to see why innocent people would opt to hand over the cash and head home. The joke around our office, according to the public defender, is that all you need for probable cause in Madison County is an Arizona, New Mexico, Texas, or Florida license plate. If you're from out of state, they're simply going to find a reason to pull you over. Local news reports indicate that Illinois law enforcement agencies along I-70 have ramped up their forfeiture efforts in recent years. The public defender said that one tactic the police use is to put up a sign for a drug checkpoint roadblock ahead. In 2000, the U.S. Supreme Court said such checkpoints are illegal. Roadblocks are legal for DWI checks, but not for narcotics checks. But Radowski says that isn't the point. They'll put up the sign so there's only one exit you can take to avoid it. Then they'll pull over and search anyone who tries to exit before the roadblock. That tactic, too, is constitutionally suspect. Police can't pull over a driver merely for exiting before an announced and illegal drug checkpoint. But, of course, that isn't why they'll say they've pulled you over, says the defender. They'll say you crossed two lanes to get to the exit, or switched lanes without signaling, or that you cut someone off, or that your license plate's light is out, or that your other light's out, or whatever.
It doesn't matter what they say as long as they've got you stopped.
Yes, right.
You know, I mean, so you can prove in a court of law months, if not years later, that you didn't make a double lane change because you've got the Freedom Cam like I do in my car, the Freedom Cam from freedomcam.net.
Mm-hmm.
You can prove that this guy is lying through his teeth. Really? You think he's going to lose his job?
Nope.
Because you caught him in a lie? I mean, because the judges don't know and the prosecutors don't know that these guys are trained to lie in court?
We've seen judges lie and they get away with it, so.
So, I mean, you know, please spare me. Because all they have to do is get you to stop so that they can do whatever it is they want to do.
More coming up about police pullovers and some of their sneaky tactics that they use here in a moment. 855-450-FREE. You can also bring up what you like. 1-855-450-3733. Take control of the airwaves on Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price and you could lose money, but it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
What you're about to hear will help you remember where to find the best water filter products at the best prices on the web. There. Did you hear it? BerkeyShop.com. With the newest Berkey products in stock, the best prices on Berkey products anywhere, fast free shipping, and the most amazing customer service. BerkeyShop.com. Home of all Berkey water filter products like the Big Berkey for producing clean drinking water by removing contaminants, chemicals, heavy metals, and even fluoride. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to get your Berkey water filter. Perfect for home, travel, camping, or disasters. And BerkeyShop.com is the perfect site to get your Berkey because we're open 24/7 with free shipping and no sales tax. Even celebrities and NFL athletes shop at BerkeyShop.com. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to order your Berkey products. That's 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. For everything Berkey, shop BerkeyShop.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site totally free, so enjoy those. Freetalklive.com, stuff like the webcam. You can watch, you can listen, interact. The chat room is built into the same page as the webcam, and you can access it all for free at cam.freetalklive.com. That's cam.freetalklive.com.
Bitcoins are the world's first, potentially potentially anonymous digital cash. Now, you certainly have to figure out how to use them to anonymize yourself. But, you know, in the same way that cash is an anonymous sort of exchange, bitcoins are too. There are no contracts to sign with bitcoins or terms of service you've got to abide by. Anyone can download the free bitcoin software, be using them in just a few minutes. With bitcoins, you can send and receive money anywhere in the world without fees and without needing permission from any bank or government. To learn how, visit weusecoins.org. And now, thanks to BitInstant.com, you can have bitcoins in less than an hour by depositing cash at any major bank. To buy your bitcoins with cash, visit BitInstant.com.
More about asset forfeiture coming up. First, let's go to Troy, calling from Saskatchewan. It's Canadian night here, Canuck night on Free Talk Live. Hey, Troy. You're on Free
Talk
Live.
Hey there, guys.
Hey.
Yeah, I just wanted to quickly put a plug in for gold, even gold.freetalklive.com. And I think the ownership of gold is kind of, well, I guess I'm preaching to the choir here, but it's kind of underestimated how valuable it's going to be, because it's really the only asset that the government can't see. So as long as it's hidden, right, and they don't know you have it, they can't seize it. Whereas your house or land, a business, anything, they can take if you know, the crack is the fan, right?
Would you feel the same way about silver?
Yes, I would, definitely. It's even, yeah.
I find that's better right now, better price right now.
Go ahead.
Well, I think silver is more exchangeable because it's a smaller quantity of value as opposed to gold.
Yep.
And in that sense, getting a bag of groceries would be a lot easier with a round of silver than a round of gold.
For sure.
Yes, I would agree. Silver for the barter economy or for, yeah.
But if you want to buy a car, then you know, gold will be useful.
Right, but gold is good for like just holding capital, just holding just something that you can eventually trade for a house or a car, like you said, something large.
Right.
Right. And when your life is on, I'm talking about extreme situations like how the Vietnamese boat people after the Vietnam War, how they got out of Vietnam, they paid for their ticket on their boat with gold. That's how they got up.
Yep.
So when
extreme
situations like that, you want gold. But
history's rife with these stories. I mean, you know, rife with them, where people will have a British sovereign or a French franc sewn into their jacket when they go off to war, and the hope of their parents is that, you know, this thing can be exchanged for their life. And you know, I mean, obviously, in that there's circumstances, I'm sure, where somebody was killed and their gold piece was taken. But I'm certain there were also circumstances where they were able to exchange the gold piece and live.
Troy?
Yeah, that's about all I had, guys.
So just calling to pimp precious metals. I think it's a fine idea.
Sure.
I definitely have. I've got maybe a little bit of gold, but I'm mostly a silver guy, simply because it's easier to get your hands on it. As far as if you don't have a whole bunch of money,
right,
then silver is the way to go. And for the reason that JJ specified, it's just more useful as far as if you're actually going to use it someday. In fact, we've got a guy here in Keene who's a relatively new mover named Silver. I guess we lost Troy. Thanks for the call. Called Silver Dave, who has been working on dividing silver even further down from just an ounce, so like into 10th ounce pieces, which I think is a pretty cool idea.
Yeah, I've seen silver 10th ounces, and they're dimes, right?
Well, he's got a different sort of shape to his. They're more like
little bars, basically.
Bars, basically. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Little bars.
I think it's neat. I mean, he's brand new at doing this. It's a new development. It's something that he's working on. I think it's a cool idea, so I hope it works out for him.
Sure. It's one of the. I hope that works out, too. One thing that I've decided to go with for me is mercury dimes. Mercury dimes are, you know, people know what they are. They're not really counted.
I don't know if they know what they are, but you could educate them. I mean, they look like dimes is what you're saying, right?
Yeah, I think that people.
The average person doesn't know, I don't think, that dimes made before 1965 or 95. Percent silver. Is that what you're getting at?
I think that they know that a mercury dime is some kind of old, valuable United States currency.
And is that what you're referring to? Is the dimes prior to 1965?
No, not old. No, there's Eisenhower dimes that are prior to 1965 also. But the reason I like mercury dimes is Eisenhower dimes from prior to 1965 could be confused with post-1965 Eisenhower dimes. If you don't.
So is this mercury a special design that's not been made since then? Is that
the idea? I can't remember.
See,
when
I don't
it
know
stopped.
Anything about it.
Yeah, I don't know when it stopped, but it stopped sometime before the Eisenhower ones. And
gotcha.
They've got the head of mercury on them, or maybe it was it was Lady Liberty, but it looks like mercury, I think, is the reason they're called mercury dimes. And so they're often worn, which nobody's going to counterfeit a $3 coin and then wear it, you know? So they have this, that's they call it junk silver because it's 90%. It's not junk at all, but that's what they call it. And these can be used easily for exchanges. I like them because people can, you know, visually tell right away that these things are, you know, worth at least $3.30 or whatever it is that they might be that day.
Well, one of the things I like is the guys from Don't Tread on Meme, donttreadonmeme.com, I believe is the site. They are the ones doing the dime cards, and we've talked with Drew from Don't Tread on Meme about this, which I think is a really cool way to get silver into people's hands and also educate them at the same time about silver and its value and how it holds value over time as the government currency is inflated and that continues to just go up over time. The silver keeps pace with it, and silver holds value, whereas if you've got government currency, fiat currency as it's called, the greenback, the Federal Reserve note, then the more of those they print out, the less valuable the ones that are in your wallet and in your bank account become, whereas silver and gold aren't subject to that same effect. And the silver dime cards are doing a great job, I think, of getting that information out there.
Yeah, I like them for educational pieces, no doubt. You know, obviously, if you're going to do some exchanges with dimes, in some cases you'll want to have cards, and in some cases you'd want to just be able to take a small handful of dimes and do your business.
Yeah, for sure. But for me, the silver and gold is an educational experience that people need to have before they're going to understand the value of them. They may know inherently that silver's nice and it's pretty and people like it, but they may not have the necessary knowledge that it takes to really value it as a potential currency. And so things like the dime card, which actually has information on it, is much more valuable than just handing someone something and saying it's silver. You know, oh, it looks like a dime to me. What do you mean it's silver? Oh, yeah, pre-1965. Well, you know, there's some research that needs to be done. People have to have information.
I think most people know that dimes used to be silver.
Did they? I didn't know.
Yeah,
did you know, JJ?
No, I knew that dimes were silver only after coming here and getting educated.
Really?
Right. Me
honestly,
too.
Yeah.
God, I mean, I'd known this my whole life.
Prior to a couple years ago, I didn't know
at
that.
At some point, they, you know, they went from real metal to pot metal for everything, and I don't know. I mean, I just to me, that seemed like common knowledge.
Yeah.
Probably not that common.
I like the idea. I know silver dimes are great for educational, but I like the idea of pure silver. And like what Silver Dave is doing, or silver rounds, or like 10 ounce pieces from Silver Circle, whatever.
That's my preference too. But I guess the benefit of the 90% stuff is more durable.
Yes.
Over time, like actually using it, clinking it around your pockets and that sort of thing. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up what you want, and more police nonsense on the way. Free Talk Live.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable Wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Toll free number for you, 855-453. SACL CAI toll free line. SACL CAI can help you take care of collections.
Yeah, whether it's early out billing, collections, or they purchase charged off receivables, in whatever way you need accounts receivable help, SACL CAI can handle it for you. One of the principals over there, Jason Osborne, is a big supporter of Liberty and a big supporter of Free Talk Live, and you can support Free Talk Live by doing businesses that support Free Talk Live. So check out SACL CAI. Their banner is the top one on the right-hand side of the page at freetalklive.com.
So we've been sharing with you off and on throughout the night a story from the Huffington Post and Radley Balco, who's also got his own blog, The Agitator, where he's reporting on a police pullover and some of the sneaky tactics that they'll use in order to get you to basically stick around and let them search your car. Well, you didn't have to. What happened was some guys were pulled over on the way back from a Star Trek convention. They were given a warning, and before they left, the cop asked them some questions. And they didn't have to answer them, but they did. Of course, the passenger didn't have to give over his ID, but he did. And so these are the things that happen, is that the cops take advantage of people on the side of the road who don't know their rights.
And want to go, just want to get out of there.
And aren't willing to, or if they do know their rights, they're too afraid to exercise them. And this stuff happens all the time. It's just this happened to be caught on video because the police had a dash cam and the guy that was involved in the case filed for the footage. And that's how there's a 17-minute video that's attached to this article by Radley Balco.
Lucky they got it, because a lot of times they just don't get it at all.
Oh, the camera malfunctioned.
Happens all the time.
Funny how that is. Well, anyway, so then they go on to talk about how they didn't find anything in the car, and the cop just, you know, even though he ran a drug dog around it, claimed the drug dog alerted on it, didn't find anything except for what was alleged to be shake, but he didn't collect the shake, he didn't charge him with anything, he just let him go with a warning.
And this goes to show how they can get the dog to alert, you know, pretend the dog alerted, or whatever it is they claim, either get the dog to alert, because we've seen how that can happen, or just say, yes, the dog alerted, out of the camera's view. This just goes to show, you know, what's the problem? How is the officer questioned or punished if that's the case?
They're not. Nope. It's just standard operating procedure. They're just running people through the mill. They're just doing mass fishing operations, stopping anybody that they suspect might possibly be involved in possessing drugs, just so they can rack up more money and get asset forfeiture.
Well, Mark, you don't want them to catch the terrorists. Is that what it is? Right. You just don't want them to catch the terrorists. You want another 9/11.
How many innocent people do they have to hassle? How many peaceful people that weren't harming anybody? And how far does the Constitution need to be eroded for me to be safe?
The answer is it's never enough.
To know, right. Please tell me exactly how much of my freedom needs to be given up in order for me to be safe from the bad people.
99.999%.
Right. I mean, you know, if they lock me up in a rubber room and, you know, keep me away from sharp objects and all I can do is go on the computer and do whatever work it is that I'm assigned to do from my little cell, will I then finally be safe?
No, you could be attacked by another prisoner.
Yeah, a room shakedown at 3 o'clock.
Communicable disease.
More about asset forfeiture, which is another important aspect of all this. Pull somebody over on the side of the road, claim to find some drugs, tell them, hey, we'll let you off on, you won't get any charges, just go ahead and sign your car over to us. Think I'm joking? This happened in your hometown, Mark, of Bradenton, Florida, where the Bradenton cops are regularly pulling over people and just intimidating them into signing over their cars.
Well, this happens all across the United States in these towns around these drug corridors. I mean, the things that happen in Bradentucky pretty much should not be used as things that happen in Normalsville, USA. But this happens all over the country.
Oh, absolutely. I was just giving that as one example of what they did. The cops literally carried around asset forfeiture forms with them, basically prepared to hand it to them on a clipboard and say, hey, you know, just sign over the deed to your car here and we will leave you alone.
Yeah, no reason
you
to go to
you won't get any charges.
The best cheeseburger I've ever had, though, counsels.
Wow.
All right. So the Edwardsville Intelligencer reported in 2010 that, again, this back to the Huffington Post and Radley Balco, that the Madison County State's Attorney's Office has reaped $500,000 from the asset forfeiture policy over 8 years, which at the prosecutor's take of 10 to 12% suggests a total bounty of $4.5 million to $5 million. So, again, the attorney's office gets 10% of the forfeiture. So the total amount in 8 years, this is for a county where the town we're talking about here, 26,000 people, they've raked in $5 million in 8 years from this asset forfeiture law. That's a lot of houses and cars and stuff. Madison County Assistant State's Attorney Stephanie Robbins, who
and handles... And you wonder how many of these actually come from people who are outside of the town. I'd say the vast majority. You know, they're just using whatever interstate they have to mine for.
That's right.
People that just don't want to go through whatever it takes to get their vehicle back.
Who wants
or whatever.
To go through that? State's attorney, if you even get it back. State's attorney Stephanie Robbins, who handles the forfeiture cases for the office of Madison County, she told the local paper in 2010 that law-abiding citizens have nothing to worry about. But maybe they do. What? Jerome Chenault, a Nevada resident.
What's the book, Three Felonies a Day? I mean, that everybody, the suggestion is that everybody in the United States is a felon. If they just get an opportunity to search your house or search your car, that they can find something you've got.
Mark, we can't protect you from the bad people when you just happen to be one of them.
Yeah, we read at one point a story where they arrested somebody for possession of a deadly weapon because they had a baseball bat and a baseball glove. And a softball in their trunk. What?
Yeah, see, that's just the thing. The people that say this, and there are people who are out there listening to this saying to themselves, well, I would never get in trouble. I'm a law-abiding citizen. The people like to tell themselves this story, and you're pointing out that everybody breaks some law, but they would still want to believe that they're law-abiding. And go ahead, you can have that that belief system until one day, all of a sudden, you find out the hard way that you were breaking some law you didn't even know about.
Yeah, but the problem is, and this is why people think they're law-abiding, because they associate laws with morality.
Yeah.
That's what it is they don't want to be seen as an immoral person, and they see laws as the divining point between morality and immorality. If you follow the law, you're moral. If you don't, you're immoral. When it's a complete fallacy, because
absolutely,
laws have left morality as soon as they invited coercion and forced participation. Once you breach morality by requiring that people participate and requiring that people give you whatever it is, taxation or fees fees or whatever for whatever services you claim to have provided them for, you instantly leave the ballpark of morality, so you can't even use that as an excuse. You can't even say, I'm doing this because I'm trying to keep the situation moral and what you did was immoral, because the entire concept of morality is gone.
Right. It's no longer morality. It's only about stability, at that point. And a lot of people will trade morality for stability.
Well, and the idea that law is somehow equivalent with morality should become apparent that that is nonsense on the most cursory examination of look at all of the immoral laws that people have had over time. You can obviously go back to slavery. You can look right. at, confiscating the Jews in Nazi Germany was completely legal. There's all kinds of examples. But people will blow that off and they'll say, oh, well, that was then and this is now. We got rid of those laws. But you're just ignoring all the very immoral things that the laws are doing today.
The Hutus used the census data to slaughter the Tutsis 10 years ago. I mean, laws are constantly used by the groups in power to go after the groups that aren't in power. And real quick about the stability thing, I think that this is important, is try to imagine a 12th century serf being in Western Europe being asked about the ideas of democracy and a republic. They would think, oh my God, we could never have anything like that. The king must be in charge. And their concern would be anarchy. I remember during the English Revolution, they used this term social anarchy on a regular basis. Their concerns were basically that you must have a king in order to have stability.
Well, they were the mysticism of governments, in the monarchy is without the government in place, it will be all chaos, and everybody will killing each other in the streets, and everybody will stealing from everybody else. It'll be just horrible, because the governments have had such a success. Well, first with the church and the monarchies, they've had such a success with indoctrinating people to believe that they need some external force to keep them safe from all the bad people out there, when that is inherently false. The bad people gravitate to those positions of power and then exploit them to hurt so many other people.
Absolutely true. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. More about asset forfeiture, which is a highly immoral activity. It's stealing. It's extortion. 855-453, SACL CAI toll free line. Buy a gang. We're on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your turtle tough shelter and accessories included at turtletoughshelters.com. That's turtle, T-U-F-F, shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at turtletoughshelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Available now, 4 new songs from Raja Mojo. Raja Mojo. That's R-A-J-A-M-O-J-O. Raja Mojo.
I am the IMF. Takes away everything you can get. Keep them on the hook with this horrible
set. And they call it democracy.
I had enough of green lies from fascistic psychopathic genocide corporations. All I want is the truth.
Raja Mojo.
Everybody knows the game is rigged. The poor stay poor, the rich stay rich.
4 new songs from Raja Mojo. Buy them today at Amazon, iTunes, Napster, and at a discount at cdbaby.com.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally, instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer, localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbors' manufacturing businesses.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll free number here is 855-450-FREE. The number is brought to you by SACL CAI. 1-855-450-3733 here tonight. It's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark. And we invite you over to our website at freetalklive.com. If you would like, you can support the show. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. You'll find that you can get a free bumper sticker there and download web graphics and high-res graphics as well and lots of other stuff, flyers you can print out. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. We've been talking about police tactics when it comes to pulling people over, getting them to consent to searches, tricking them in many cases into consenting to searches, intimidating them into consenting to searches.
Well, and that brings up the point from our where we left off before was the morality. And if police are supposed to be this moral figure to uphold individuals to this higher standard and then judge them or at least give them tickets to appear before a judge, it's like, well, shouldn't you be acting the most moral that anyone could ever act? Why would you lie, deceive? Why would you trick people? You know, why would you make up situations? As we've covered plenty of stories where the police cover up, mistakes or doing the wrong thing or hurting someone. You know,
well, the answer, clearly, JJ, is that lying and deceiving people and ripping them off is far preferential or far preferable to someone smoking a joint. We can't have someone smoke a joint. I mean, that is so terrible.
And anything in service of the state. Anything in service of the state is what it really comes down to. You can lie, you can cheat, you can kill. As long as it's in service to the state. Because
make the budgets bigger next year.
Take a look. It's not just the cops. I mean, just take a look at what the CIA did during the Cold War and what's led up.
Right.
I mean, anything is permissible. Mm. Human experiments, giving LSD to your citizens, wiping out villages, the chemical warfare.
Well, you know,
all these things are permissible as long as it's in service
to
the state.
Because anytime you say service to the state, what you're saying in some people's ears, they hear in their minds, actually, they hear the idea for the better good or for the good of everybody.
God and country.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, the service to the state is for the good of all the rest of the people in the state. So, yes, we have to clamp down on your joint smoking because there's so many people we're trying to take care of. Just think of the children.
What about all the alcohol users out there? No one thinks about them. But anyway, let's get back to asset forfeiture here, because alcohol is way more dangerous. But asset forfeiture, huge money for police departments across the country. In the case of this little Madison County, this tiny little place in Illinois where these guys got pulled over that we were discussing earlier tonight, they pulled in $5 million in asset forfeiture just over the last 8 years alone. And according to their state prosecutor, or their assistant attorney, rather, she says, oh, law-abiding citizens have nothing to worry about. But according to Radley Balco at HuffingtonPost.com...
Of course, she gets 10% of the,
sure
of the take.
Well, maybe the law-abiding citizens do have something to worry about. Jerome Chenault, a Nevada resident, had the misfortune of driving through Madison County on his way home after visiting his son in Philly. Chenault said he'd withdrawn $22,870 in cash to take with him before leaving Nevada, which he had intended for use on a down payment on a home. After he was pulled over for following another car too closely, Chenault gave police permission to use a drug dog to sweep his car. The dog then alerted to the bag containing his cash. Police found no actual drugs on Chenault or in his car. He was never charged with a crime, but the dog alert itself was enough to allow police to seize his cash. Over the next several months, Chenault had to travel to Edwardsville, Illinois, at his own expense to fight in court for the return of his property. He had to put up a bond equal to 10% of the value of the property taken from him in order to secure it. Chenault did eventually
win. Hold on. You have to put up a bond of $1,200 to secure your $12,000 that they have?
$22,000.
Excuse me, $2,200 to secure your $22,000?
Yeah.
It's at the police department!
Right.
I mean, for God's sake, why isn't it secure? You guys can't secure that money? I mean, you're the town security agent.
Well, listen, Mark. Now the police have a hard job, and when they got 22K sitting in their vault, what's to say they don't go out in a big drinking binge and have a good time?
Right. They have a hard time actually protecting and serving the people they're supposed to protect and serve. That's what they've got a hard time doing.
Chenault's money was eventually returned after he won in court, but he won't be reimbursed for his travel or legal expenses.
But, you know, what did the police... First off, he loses for the legal and travel, and God knows how much that was, especially if he had to get an attorney. But what did the police department lose?
He probably lost being able to put the money down on the house. Too,
sure.
Which is why he was going there. One of the reasons he was traveling in the first
place.
Whatever
house that he wanted to buy is probably gone,
right.
And sold to somebody else. But what does the police department lose? Answer me
Nothing.
That. You law and order people out there that just think that, you know, everything would fall apart without this monopoly that on protection services that known as the police in this area. Why in the world do you think this is fair? They can use your tax dollars to fight this guy.
Who could think this is fair?
1 out of 10 people may get their money back, but that's still $200,000 that they get.
The people that think this is fair are the same people who still believe in the laws. There are certain people, and I've seen on Facebook comments and elsewhere, people who believe that if slavery was still a law, that they would feel it be a just law because it's a law.
It's the law.
We've had people call in,
right.
Law enforcement officers call into this show and, you know, stammer and stutter until you can actually get them into a corner and say, would you enforce the law when it comes to slavery? And we've had them say yes.
It's sick.
People, the people that said yes, I don't know, I'm not going to say every law enforcement officer because I know some wouldn't, but these people would... To return black people to their owners, would throw Jews into ovens, would do whatever they were told to do for the paycheck.
They've got to get a paycheck.
Right.
Yeah.
Flags and paychecks.
To put through school.
It's flags and paychecks, people. Pieces of fabric and the money they create out of thin air.
Similar stories have been reported along other forfeiture corridors across the country. In Tenaha, Texas, police reportedly routinely pull over cars from out of state. The highway is popular for drivers flush with cash and jewelry going to and from casinos. A Nashville TV station recently reported on a stretch in Tennessee where the vast majority of police stops were of suspected drug runners leaving the city, meaning the police apparently preferred to let the drugs come into the city so they could take the cash on the way out.
Sure, it's easier for them to spend the cash and try to sell the drugs themselves.
It's true.
Yeah, I love how they're targeting people going to a casino as if they're drug dealers. I mean, you know, they could have won at the casino. Another aspect of this is how do I have any control over money that may have been used in some kind of drug deal? I mean, my money smells like drugs. I've heard that all money smells like drugs.
The dogs can find cash, too, as I understand it. So Rakowski, this is the public defender from Madison County, says, when we saw the Huff video in our office, we just laughed. And these are the Trekkies that were pulled over and searched. Not because it was an outrageous, but because it's the kind of thing we see all the time. The stop for a so-called inappropriate lane change, the games the cops play and the questioning, the claims about nervousness or inappropriate behavior that can't really be contradicted, it's all routine, he says. According to a defense attorney in private practice, the dog alert that happens off camera isn't unusual either. You see that all the time. These two attorneys say the huff stop has all the markings of a forfeiture fishing expedition. You see where he asks if the driver is carrying large amounts of U.S. currency, says the attorney. It's pretty clear what they're after. These kinds of cases put my kids through college, he laughs, and then adds, I'm only half joking.
I bet he's not joking. And, you know, sadly, this is what I feel like I'm protected from with the Freedom Cam from freedomcam.net. I feel like since I've got audio and I've got video of dealing with these folks, that I can have something to say when something like this happens. Look, you know, before I say anything to these guys, you're being audio and video recorded, and it's being streamed live to the internet or whatever,
that's right,
depending on whatever the circumstances are. And, you know, they can like it or not like it, but they can't do anything about it.
Right.
Give my ticket and get out of here.
Right. I think having the just look, the officers have no problem lying to you. So if like, I mean, I'm not certainly giving you any advice or anything, but if in my case, you know, if someone pulled me over and said you were swerving, we caught you, driving erratically, and then I'd just lie to him and say, well, actually, I have my own dash cam, and I believe I can prove that false. Do you want to try again? Or something? It's like,
you can probably say something like, first of all, you should probably have your own dash cam if you can afford one, but sure. Maybe you might want to say something that's not a lie, because in some places it's illegal to tell a lie to a cop. So you could say, like, officer, you may be being recorded, or use it like you may, or broadcasting this live to the internet. That way you're not saying anything one way or the other, but giving them something to think about.
Sure.
So, and by the way, that the dash cam you're talking about, freedomcam.net, actually has GPS inside it as well. So it tracks how fast you were going, which direction you were going, where you were going, all that information. In theory, that could be used against you as well. keep that in mind.
Keep it in mind.
Yeah. 855-450-FREE, SACL CAI toll free line. You can take control of the airwaves here. There's more about the drug dog, because we talked about asset forfeiture, but what about the drug dog part of the story? We'll get to that here in moments. And more sneaky police tactics on the way. Hour 3's next. Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.